It's the Mornings with Ed show on a Monday, and already the conversation is cool. I mean, I've got Susan Leonard in the artist corner this morning. Susan, a native Californian, third generation artist, and we are fortunate enough to have her at the Art Affair this summer, and even more fortunate that she's in our studio this morning. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Ed, how are you?
I'm having a great day today. Thank you, thank you. Already great. See, the first thing we started talking about was, okay, these are the local things that we consider when we live here in the summer.
Right.
And we're just talking about people on the canyon, driving up and down the canyon.
And
figuring out that merge, and you go, then I'll go, and then you go, but...
I see it every day, driving to Art Affair.
Some people haven't figured out that merge thing, huh?
No, they haven't. Why can't you just be polite, you know? Count one, two, one, two. I don't know.
Yeah, eventually people will figure that out. Susan, so a fine artist, and as I'm looking at your work online... I notice obviously the landscapes and the beautiful underwater stuff you do. You started early. You started at age 10?
At age 10, yes. My father, he did a little painting at home, although he was a dentist professionally. And I used to watch him paint. I was always interested in art. And they enrolled me in a local art class. And I became, you know, fanatic about it, obsessed with it. At age 10, and started with oils and continued, and
Okay, he didn't enroll you in like a local dental class or something?
That was later.
We're gonna follow in dad's footsteps here.
That was later. That's dental hygiene. I started dental hygiene
okay.
for him.
All right. Oh, that's very sweet of you, or very...
Yeah, and then I dropped it and broke his heart, but I did give it a go.
Well, I think you chose the right direction. I think art was the right move for you.
It really was.
All right, good.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure that once you became an artist, you were supported, right?
I didn't really become a professional artist until after my dad passed away.
Okay.
My husband has been very supportive, and my daughter.
All right. Now, if it's not getting too personal, your dad's passing, was that part of getting into the art world?
That was a big part of it.
All right.
Like I said, I've always painted, but it was not a career. I had several other careers before I became a professional artist. But after he passed away... it was kind of like a catalyst. I just realized life is so short. And truthfully, to deal with the grief, threw myself into painting.
Okay.
And really studied and painted every day. And I think that's when I realized I was going to be a professional artist.
All right. Very cool. And your paintings, as I was saying, describing them, landscapes and beautiful underwater paintings that look like you're actually underwater. There's a reflection in the light. What's the technique? What's the style? If I can be so bold as to ask, how do I see those reflections? How does that happen?
See those reflections. Layers of paint.
Okay.
I started the series in 2014 and experimented with little canvases, 12x12, and gradually just worked on my technique. I have to blend things when the paint is a certain consistency, certain drying time. Sometimes I surprise myself. I will work on a section and the paint is just right, and I'll come up with a color that I didn't think I could come up with. So it's really, each painting is sort of a new journey because I don't know how things are going to react sometimes.
Okay.
And I'm learning more and more with each painting. I really love doing them.
So the creativity builds upon itself.
It truly does.
As you're painting.
Yeah, it's not like a landscape where, you know, you just know how paint is going to react. These paintings, because of the layers and, like I said, the blending, I truly don't know.
Okay.
They evolve as I start.
When I stood at your booth the other day and looked at your paintings, I obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is your paintings reflect a love of nature.
Yes.
And
water.
Yeah. Tell me about your connection there.
Well, I've always loved nature. My dad loved nature, and so it's just in my blood. But I also love being underwater. I mean, as a kid, I was in the pool all day. I was in the ocean. Right. But truly, until in 2014, I was in Kauai snorkeling with my daughter. She took some photos. I can snorkel for hours and hours. But to my surprise, her cheap little camera took some really terrific photos,
right?
You know? And I thought, I just love that quiet of being underwater. And I thought, I want to paint this, but I want to paint it in a way that is different. I'm not going to focus on the marine life, the fish, the bright colors. I want it to be about the water.
Right.
And
right.
that serenity, you right. know.
You managed to capture the transparency and the depth of the water. And as you look at your paintings, you can see the depth of the water, which is, it's like a picture. It acts as if you take a picture underwater.
It's kind of a challenge to get that.
That is so cool. That is just so cool.
Thank you.
It really is.
And I think it's one of my favorite parts is really where the sand meets the water. I'll call it the horizon line in the background. That's where I kind of start these paintings, and then I kind of go from there. I'll decide how much water, surface water I want, how much surface light. Of course, it seems like I always put the reflections on the sand. That just seems, people love that, right. and I love doing it. And I think it gives it kind of a, you know, sparkle.
Right, a bounce. It
yeah.
does. It gives it a
yeah.
cool little bounce. The animals, you said you don't do underwater animals.
I really don't. No, I wanted to keep it really simplistic.
Right.
Because I think, I didn't really necessarily want a focal point.
Right.
I wanted you to look at the painting and just sort of get lost in it
water.
And want to swim
yeah.
through it, you
yeah.
know, go to where the deep water is.
It feels exactly like that. It feels exactly like that. Now, you've also got some wonderful beachscapes. And obviously, Laguna Beach has to be an influence there.
it is.
And I read that you also love Kauai.
I love Kauai.
Tell me about your love for Kauai.
I've been going to Kauai since the early 80s. And to the North Shore.
Okay.
I love to go as far north as I can. And the Nepali coast is, to me, magical. I can't get enough of it. So I've gone, I don't know how many times, 20-something times. And each time I just am more and more inspired by the colors, the water. So a lot of my landscapes, I have a series of Kauai paintings, and a lot of my landscapes are Kauai. I told myself, I'm never going to be that Laguna Beach painter and paint all the coves in Laguna. How many artists paint the coves in Laguna? But I ended up painting the coves in Laguna.
How can you not? Right.
Yeah. I mean, I love water wherever it is.
Right.
So, yeah, that's how that evolved.
Is there a more challenging local cove? Is there a cove that strikes the challenge nerve, if I can say it that way?
No, I can't really think of one.
Okay.
No.
All right. And you work with mostly oils?
All oils.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm not an artist, I don't know, is there an advantage or disadvantage or what's the...
Well, if you talk to people that work with acrylics, they'll say they have the advantage because the paint dries and they can create layers.
Right.
From my perspective, I enjoy oils because the paint dries very slowly. So I can go back in and push paint around and... just change things or, yeah, it's just a different technique.
Right. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Susan Leonard. She's a local artist. This is, of course, the Artist Corner, and you can catch Susan at the Art Affair. You also display in town somewhere else, right?
Yes, the Artist Eye Gallery on Crest Street and PCH. Mm-hmm. I've been there almost 9 years,
okay.
and we are a co-op, which I really enjoy.
Okay.
We interact with a lot of customers there. We have a fantastic art walk first okay. Thursday of every month, and I've done well there.
All right.
I'm happy.
So if we don't catch you, which you, by the way, you'd be ashamed if you didn't catch her at the Art Affair, but if we don't catch you at the Art Affair, we can catch you there. Now, do you ever find yourself quarter way through or halfway through a painting where you go, it's not working. I got to scrap this. And do you scrap
gosh,
it or do you
yes.
try and improve it? What's the process there?
I will get obsessive about making it work, but when I really get exasperated, I put it away.
Okay.
And then, you know, as we grow as artists, we get better. We figure out some problem areas. I'll bring it back out and, you know, work on it, complete it. Now, I have taken a painting that I thought, boy, this is crap. Paint it over it.
Right.
Of course, I take a photo of it and then kill myself a year later and say, that was an awesome painting.
Okay.
I mean, and then I've had people call me and say, I'd like to buy that painting. Yeah, well, that painting's gone.
I turned it into a clown face now.
So I have lots of those. I have a stack of those in my studio that I just kind of like leave there and, you know, friends come over, I'll give them away or whatever. But yeah, you have to go through that to get to the good ones.
Right. Now, if someone commissions you for a painting and you're trying to paint from their vision of what it is, is that an impossibility?
No, but it's interesting because this year I've had one commission after another.
Okay.
And I started the year with a commission for a lady who wasn't sure what she wanted.
Right.
So we worked together. I even had her come over to my studio. I painted in front of her. She wasn't sure about the sunset color. Well, it turned out that I could just see this. I was not going to make her happy, and it's the first time ever.
Right.
So I said, you know, I don't think this painting is for you. Let's start with something else.
Right.
Well, anyway, since then, I've had two different people contact me. I sold that painting, and I've painted it now three times because... Yeah, the same commission, the same failed commission,
right.
Sold three times. So yes, that's the first challenge I've had. Usually I can nail it, but some people, you know, when they don't have their clear vision, it's sometimes very difficult to find that.
What are you working on now?
Commission.
Okay.
So. A small commission of Shaw's Cove from somebody that Googled me, and she lives there and wanted her view of Shaw's Cove.
Okay.
So it's just a little 11 by 14.
Right. You know, and as I was getting ready for this, I'm looking out my window at the house and I'm like, yeah, I would love to have this view, but why would I need it hanging on my wall? But I love this view.
Right, that's true.
Right. But you can bring it here. I could bring it here and put it in my office. I could put it in the office here and have that view that I love looking out the window to.
True.
Yeah. We're talking to Susan Leonard. This is the Artist Corner. Now, how do we find you online?
SusanLeonardFineArt.com.
Okay, and let's spell Leonard because it's
actually pronounced Leonhard, the German pronunciation, but it's much easier to say Leonard, so I go with Leonard.
Okay.
But Leonhard is L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D.
Okay, and before we go, I do want to ask you, you're a third generation artist in your family. How did this start? When and who was the first
artist? Oh, gosh,
artist?
I don't know. I have pieces in my home that were my great-grandmother. Beyond that, I don't know.
Okay.
But it's all been on the Leonard side.
And they were all greatly skilled as you, I'm sure?
Yeah, they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, something in the genes.
Yeah.
All right, Susan, this has been fantastic. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Thank you. Susan, this has been Susan Leonard, the Artist Corner. And again... you can catch her at the Art Affair, or you're there every day?
Mostly on the weekends.
Mostly on the weekends.
Feel free to text me, email me, and I will come right down.
All right. The correct spelling is L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D, first name Susan. Couldn't be happier that you came in today. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.